Rotwooded Radio presents award-winning author John Neufeld with Side Effects.
For 11 years, we've been watching, dissecting, listening. First on Political Safari, then on Side Effects. Both were recorded and shown as podcasts. Some were translated into print and Facebooked. Initially, we wanted only to look into, expose, and counsel. With the advent of a Republican administration in 2016, however, life generally seemed more serious and less habitable. Then life in these United States came to seem more dangerous, less assured democracy. At the moment, 8/19/20, the USA is absolutely and totally imperiled. We read and listen and follow, from Fox to MSNBC, from The Times and The Journal to The New Yorker and The Atlantic to The Week. Countless memoirs and, in effect, position papers have been purchased, shared, read, loaned, or returned. What has puzzled us more than any other singular or recurrent event is the willingness of all kinds of people and voters to legislate against their own best interests. Here is our final bottom line. We suspect that that's going to be what happens again this November. Bamboozled by a president without shame or honest data, the American voter is likely to decide that in the end, things could be worse. Of course they could. Most directly, we've already seen how. We are well on our way to becoming Venezuela, something that used to be laughable, but now is probable and fatal. There is little purpose in detailing or listing the Trumpian book of lies. Key words or phrases from attitudes and actions that once discovered and criticized, even today, are still part of an active scene of degradation and pain, unfairness and poverty, injustice and racism. Trump's worst instincts and America's short memory allow terrible things to continue, as though a base running under a recitativo. Children at the border, internal surveillances and attacks by our own armed forces on our neighbors and veterans, a stock market, for those who can still afford to invest, that makes absolutely no sense, but who cares as long as it continues going up? Teachers still buying classroom supplies. Families being evicted into homelessness. 4-year-olds being shot casually at dusk. Remember when a nearly forgotten candidate promised he would have no time to play golf because he would be so busy helping our nation grow and flourish? The wonderful and equally terrifying thing about dear one's ideas are that, for however short a second they exist, he believes them. Carnival barker that he is, he's also able to entice bystanders into his tent to see his non-existent freak show. This is as American as any other chapter in the story of our own Wild West. In time, Trump is making America the freak show. All in good fun, all in high spirits, all the target of the world's disdain. His adoration of the military lasted only as long as he was certain of their loyalties. His envy of dictatorships through the ages will stop short of their implosion. After all, he's so much smarter than anyone else that he can surely stop the music and grab a chair when he needs to. We knew when the Republican Senate failed to indict the Donald for high crimes and misdemeanors that he was a free man, really the only one in our country. There was no way to discipline or scold or frighten into obedience. Forget about trying to educate Donald J. Trump. Nor was there likely to be any lessening of un-American behavior either on his part or the parts of his base on whom he depended so heavily. His followers may not have bought the entire hotel of likes and dislikes of their leader. They never really believed, for example, that Trump might be unwittingly or wittingly treasonous. This was a scene too bizarre for most to envision. What American as devoted to liberty as Mr. Trump would ever even consider being made into a lapdog of a foreign strongman? One, apparently, our top banana. Not for money or position, but instead for fame. The single ambition of this truly bent personality was to be known by the entire world, to be the most famous American or Westerner ever. We think that aim has been achieved. True enough, his success has always depended on the failure of others. But because others have been unable to imagine the second and oft-noted Nero, they have also been unable to identify or even scope out his feints and dodges. He has almost no equal on his staff capable of sniffing weakness in others. Please note, we say almost no equal, yet we know he has lieutenants, elected and appointed, whose sense of smell of rot is just as strong as his. This talent does not, we are sad to say, exist in his base. Most are stunned into disbelief as we are. Again, please note, we say most. November 3rd, we are told, is likely to be the modern world's longest day. We're not giving up, just putting in 48 months worth of bread, wine, and cheese, and hoping, as we have never done before, that we are wrong. I'm John Neufeld.
All opinions on side effects are those of John Neufeld and do not represent necessarily the opinions of Robinhood Radio, robinhoodradio.com, CATV6, or any of the employees, volunteers, or underwriters of Tri-State Public Communications.